Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Put on my blue suede shoes and I boarded the plane. Touchdown in the land of the Delta Blues, in the middle of the pouring rain. WC Handy, won't you look down over me?
Yeah, it's not going
to
show on the
move
screen.
Move to reconsider and reschedule to September 21.
We have a motion to rescind.
Second.
And second. So now please vote.
All the site work that I see going on there right now, is that for the out parcel commercial retail portion, or is that beginning the actual facility, the SEFL facility?
That the back corner, that's for Southeastern Freight Line.
Right.
We have part of that construction includes connecting Pensacola to Palafox. We don't have permission to connect to Palafox yet. A couple pieces to put together here. To really kind of plan the site and do something special.
So I know you don't know the context here, but this is a very interesting piece of information I picked up watching the Escambia County Commission meeting last Thursday. You know the old soccer complex off 29 on the, like, where
Ruby Street, Tuesdays used to be.
Right, where the Ruby Tuesday used to be at W Street. And mm-hmm.
By Sam's Fun City or whatever it is.
Yeah, it's
across
little,
the street.
Right. And, you know, there was a soccer complex there, and there's all kinds of backstory on the soccer complex. And, of course, scandals related to that led to commissioners going to jail, and one commissioner ending up dead, and, you know, under circumstances that are still to this day in a bit of dispute. And even things like the Sam's Fun City and, you know, the W Street Theaters, I've been told, were kind of built because of the business that was going to the soccer complex, the families needing entertainment, so people invested in that area, and then all of a sudden the soccer complex goes away, and now you've got all of this development in that area that was really predicated on the travel trips, and those don't exist anymore. So it's all the very interesting backstory. Now you've got the Southeastern Freight Lines is developing that parcel. So if you've seen that area, it's been fenced off with barbed wire tops, I think, for a year or two. Anyway, something like that. And now you see dirt moving and machinery and land got cleared and a lot of the trees have gone away and they're building up an area. So this is Kyle Hoyt. He's with, I couldn't tell if he was with Southeastern Freight or if he's just the developer. But in any case, he was there to ask them for a vacation of a right-of-way. And I know if those terms aren't familiar to you, what that means is, like, when you have a street, okay, typically the way it works is if you live on one side of the street, your property actually goes to the middle of the street. But there's a right-of-way on top of that that the city or the county owns, and they build the street there. So you don't really control it, and that's where you have utilities and all this kind of stuff. So sometimes streets don't get built, and then somebody comes along and they want to do something else with that property, and so they want you to vacate the right-of-way, giving them the ability to do what they want to do on that area. Sometimes there is a road there, but nobody's using it for anything, and you still want to vacate the right-of-way, and then somebody will have to come in and tear up the road. That's what's going on here. There's a road called Triumph Street that is on the north side of that property off of Oakfield that is nothing. It's just a dead-end street. There's no development there. It's dilapidated. It's just like it's a strip of asphalt that goes from Oakfield south about, I don't know, maybe 200 or 300 feet, and there's just nothing there, okay? And they're wanting to vacate the right-of-way for Triumph Street in order to develop that whole parcel, basically.
No contracts have been signed, but it is public knowledge.
And Stephen Berry was asking some questions after they had already voted to grant the right-of-way being vacated, basically. It went real quick. It was a pro forma thing. And then he was asking questions. And so here's where it gets interesting.
We have Wawa that's slated to go at the corner. We're still trying. There's pieces here, including the request tonight to vacate Triumph Street, where we can better plan and recruit.
So that's going to be the northwest corner of the parcel? Is that the corner where you're talking about, the Wawa?
Wawa will be at the corner of Pensacola Boulevard and
W.
Yes. Yes, sir.
So there's a Wawa, which is like a Junior Bucky's, right? Is that the best way to describe
it? To me,
it?
Yeah. Okay. I've only seen them in North Carolina, and they serve cheer wine, and that's really all I need. Man, that place is awesome.
So where the Ruby Tuesday used to be at because W Street, it actually does continue across the road, but nobody drives
over
there.
Right, it's across from Kia.
Yeah, right. And so they're going to on the north, I guess it's on the north side there of where that intersection will be, there's going to be, you know, there's going to be a Wawa, and that's not the only part.
We're going to move forward with a larger subdivision process to build the road, extend NW Street to Palafox.
Right.
So we're going to create a number of different parcels. What you see right now is the parcels as they exist, and they'll be reconfigured. Right. And
so they're saying the W is going to connect to Palafox right across the middle of that property, basically. I'm not sure where it's going to come out, if it's going to be across from the church there, or if it's going to go through the education, the Board of Education building there, or what. I'm not sure what the design there is. They say they don't have that all settled yet, but so there's going to be a Wawa. There's going to be W is going to connect all the way over to Palafox. That's kind of an interesting traffic development. I don't know if that'll mean a light on Palafox or not, but anyway. And then the Southeast Freight part.
So Southeastern Freight Line is a small part of the overall property. I mean, the Southeastern Freight Line facility will occupy kind of the northeastern portion. It's kind of tucked in the back. The real opportunity here is for the larger development.
And that's why they want to open up that, they want to vacate the right-of-way on Triumph and get rid of it so that they can develop that whole parcel, because that's a pretty nice little stretch of land on the north side there.
So the Triumph Street vacation just opens up the ability to plan for the larger parcel. And so that's what we're here for that request tonight.
Yeah. So more on this in just a second. But that's kind of exciting for anybody who lives in that vicinity, because that's kind of like a dead zone of nothing right now for years and years since the soccer complex. Candy's excited about the Wawa.
Oh yeah, I love me a Wawa, but I love that Ruby Tuesdays too.
Yeah,
I miss
well,
that.
That's
it's
not there
it's
anymore.
So weird. Yes, I'm aware. But there's another one, so that's okay. This brought you want me to do traffic?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Executive Landscaping, big enough to get the job done, small enough to care. Call 250-3756 for your no hassle estimate. And taking a look around, there's a few accidents to be aware of, but very few roadblocks. Cerny Road and Wickford Lane and Avondale Road in Pensacola showing an accident but not showing a roadblock. Dog Track Road, this is north of Willow Lake Drive in Pensacola, showing an accident but not a roadblock this morning. A little slow on 98 and College Parkway after an accident this morning, and it looks like 98 westbound is a little bit slow near as you're approaching Avalon and Garcon Point Road. We do see an accident at Davis and I-10. Looks like that's been cleared, moved off to the side. Olive and Cody showing an accident with no roadblock. And 9 Mile and looks like 29 showing an accident, but again, that's open as well. If you see an accident or a slowdown or have a traffic tip, text it in 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
You know, one of the things that we all run into if we have parents typically, but sometimes it's brothers and sisters, aunts and uncles who are getting older, is they start to change, right? You get older, you can start to be less able to take care of yourself. And so you might be helping a parent with things like cleaning and cooking or driving them around, or it might be even more stuff that we call activities of daily living, like bathing, dressing, grooming, toileting. Okay. You might have somebody coming to help them. I mean, it could be at all different stages. It's hard to acknowledge that it's getting to be too much for you and them. It just is. Nobody wants to have this conversation. Nobody wants to think these thoughts, but it happens to everybody. And so when you get to that point or you're starting to wonder, that's when assisted living makes sense, because that's somebody who they're going to be able to live independently but get the help they need that's just too much for you to give, right? Well, this is why you call John Horton at Assisted Living Locators, because there are like 30 different places, and how do you pick the one? You're not going to go shop at all of them and figure out each one. He knows all of them very well. It doesn't cost anything to get his guidance and his help, and he'll help you figure out what's best for your loved ones, what you can afford, what the culture's like, all of that stuff. So if you're noticing that it's starting to be time to have this conversation, give him a call. 712-0887 is his cell phone, or just check him out online at Assisted Living Locators. .com. 819 here on News Radio 92.3. I told you there was another part to this whole conversation about the development on the old soccer complex, and that's that Commissioner May, it's his district, District 3, they had already had the vote. They had already had the vote to approve this. It was very just boom, boom, zip, done. And then Stephen Berry is asking questions, and they had this conversation that I thought was very interesting about what's going to happen on that property. And all of a sudden, Lumen May says, whoa, 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 whoa. I don't want to approve this vacation that they had already approved because I want my fingers in this thing. I want to know what's going on. I want to be involved in this. I want to know what kind of jobs are coming. I want to know if they're local jobs, you know, the standard stuff that he always talks about.
When we vacate a right-of-way, it's public property that's owned by the taxpayers, and there has to be a common benefit for the citizens and an ROI that's tangible that they can touch for me to ever vote for a right-of-way. I mean,
it's it's the most unused strip of asphalt you've ever seen. There's not, the public has no interest in this asphalt, but okay, fine.
We gave away one to a school that there was no ROI, and so that was
Ross and Lane
for me, and so that's why it's important. Mm-hmm. I mean, the job creation for the citizens. I mean, obviously we.
By the way, they did build a tower that houses, I think, 1,000 students. So it was a fairly significant benefit to our community to have that happen. But okay, whatever. He's been upset about this ever since it happened. Talks about it whenever he can.
Enjoy the increased ad valorem. But when we participate as a willing partner, it's very important to create jobs mm-hmm. for the citizens of Escambia County that we represent.
But you're not a partner. They bought land they want to develop. What does this have to do with you? This is private enterprise just doing what well, it's our right of way. Again, on a strip of asphalt that nobody uses for anything.
I would refer, Wes, that whoever is over economic development for the county, I know we've had some transition with Florida West, that, you know, listen, we're not going to, you know, put a gun in your head and hold you, you know, if you say 100 jobs and you come with 98. But certainly, I think that in our performer, in our prospect, we should have the anticipated economic impact in jobs that's being created by the vacation of property by the county. And I'd like that to be a part of the backup.
So all of a sudden, he's now decided that, whoa, we might, you know, I might be able to be involved in this. We might horse trade for something or other, even after they had already vacated it because it was so such a small decision to make.
We didn't call the vote. We called a motion.
But we voted, but it just, I mean.
You did vote.
If you want to rescind the vote, but I still think we needed to at least say what the vote was just because we did vote.
Mr. Chairman, everyone did actually place a vote. I just didn't display it waiting on the conversation to conclude. Okay. Do you want me to go ahead and display that vote now and then? Okay.
Yeah, that makes Robert feel happy. I mean, I don't give a Rip Van Winkle about how we voted. I mean, there's other interesting way information. Yeah, that's fine.
You should care. You should care because you really did vote. And, you know, what was funny about this is they come back and they basically said, hey, we're going to bring it back to the 22nd. So they moved to rescind the vote and redo it for the 22nd. But here's what was funny is, like, right at the beginning. And by the way, I think it's going to go through in the end. But it's just weird how it suddenly got complicated because the county thought, because Commissioner May thought, well, I don't know, there may be some reason I ought to be involved in all of this and, you know, making some decisions and calling some shots and whatever. But then what's funny is at the very beginning, when he was introducing himself, Kyle Hoat was introducing himself and another guy. Listen to the tone of this conversation.
The second speaker is Rob Zurek. We're here together. So
if he's in support, I think y'all, if you sit down right now, you might win. All right.
Mr. Chairman, I move the 531 hearing, A, B, C, and D.
We have a motion.
Second.
Like, just sit down and don't say anything and you might win, which is a way of facilitating the meeting, right? Don't talk yourself out of a yes. Well, sadly, they did the vote, and then Stephen Barry asked him the questions, and then Lumen May got an itch, and they talked himself out of a yes. I mean, so it'll probably be a yes again in the future, but I hope the county doesn't mess this up because this looks like a great thing for that area, and as is always the case, I suppose we'll see. 823 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
Hi, I'm Henry Winkler. My eyes are very important to me. My eyes connect me with things I love. I loved my late father-in-law dearly. He always lit up a room, but his vision dimmed with age. He had age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. And since partnering with Apellis, I've learned there's an advanced form of the disease called geographic atrophy, or GA. His struggle with vision loss made me want to help others know about GA's warning signs. For some, straight lines seem wavy, like when looking at a doorframe. For others, blurry or missing spots can make it hard to read or see loved ones' faces. Many have trouble seeing in low light, making driving at night difficult. GA gets worse over time and cannot be reversed. If you've been diagnosed with AMD and notice vision changes, don't wait. Talk to your eye doctor about GA today. Learn more at gawon'twait.com. That's gawon'twait.com.
Friday morning at 10:30. Join A-Hope on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They believe that every life is precious, that every wag of a tail, every purr, and every gentle nuzzle is a gift worth cherishing. Their dedicated team of volunteers works tirelessly to provide shelter, care, and love to animals in need. Learn how you can give back by becoming a volunteer or adopting or fostering a furry friend. Discover the resources you need to make your community a better place for pets. Friday at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
This is Tort Talk with personal injury lawyer Terrence A. Gross.
Hi, this is Terrence A. Gross. In 1986, the Florida Bar limited personal injury contingency fees through trial to 40%. At that time, I thought that was too high. I've now practiced personal injury law in Northwest Florida for over 40 years, and I'm proud to say I've never charged a client 40%.
Tort Talk is brought to you by Terrence A. Gross. Call 434-3333 or check him out at grossandschuster.com.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, happens every Tuesday night at 7 o'clock at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, it's the Neil Young tribute band Rust and Gold.
Old man, look at my life. I'm a lot like you.
They'll be bringing the Neil Young experience to Bands on the Beach this Tuesday at 7, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority. And remember, no pets or glass allowed.
Fox News' Guy Benson gives you the news and brings you the newsmakers every day at 2 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
1.21 gigawatts!
Relate to this, Candy. You know how there's a band that might not necessarily be the greatest band there ever was, but you saw them in concert, so you love them?
Yeah, sure.
Grayson Green for me. Ned's Atomic Dustbin.
Oh, right.
We saw them in England, actually. And at a bar in England. I'm like, oh, this is great.
That's
riding the tube and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. 826 here on News Radio 92.3. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
A lot of accidents this morning and only one block, really. It's 29 and Brent in West Michigan, and not the way that Brent and Beverly turn into Michigan, but right there near the CVS, kind of, and the sweet cream store. I know, but it really is near that. It's blocked, because I always get food stuff, but it's blocked southbound on 29 near that area. That's a roadblock. Now, there's another accident at Davis and I-10. Olive and Cody, 9 Mile and 29, and Dog Track and Willow Lake. But it looks like those are all, you can pass those. There may be emergency crews on scene. 437-1620, you can text in your traffic tips. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hey, do you love your car? I mean, if I ask you that question, your answer should be, yeah. And if your answer is like, well, or don't ask, or no, I don't love my car. I hate getting into it every day. You deserve better. I know you deserve better. So go to Frontier Motors and find out what's available. And that's the point of this. Frontier is going to specialize in cars that are 1, 2, 3 years old, great condition, low miles, good prices, cars that you can really love instead of just kind of enduring. Like, you shouldn't have to endure your car as much as you drive in it. You shouldn't have to put up with it and shouldn't have to dread going out to it, right? You should be excited about, I get to go in the car, right? You get to go in the car, you get to turn on the radio, listen to us, drive it around, be happy all day long. Frontier specializes in those kind of cars. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind the big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. 828 on News Radio 92.3. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Military officials say a civilian aircraft violated a temporary flight-restricted area during President Biden's appearance in Alaska yesterday. A statement from the North American Aerospace Defense says the aircraft entered the restricted space about noon during a 9/11 ceremony. An F-16 was sent to intercept it and take it to a nearby airport. American scientist Mark Dickey's been safely rescued from a cave after a medical emergency. Dickey was more than 3,000 feet underground when he experienced stomach bleeding. Officials say it was one of the largest cave rescues ever done. And Apple set to unveil their latest iPhone today at the company's annual launch event. They're calling it Wanderlust. It's expected to show off the iPhone 15 and other new Apple products.
I thought it was going to be the iPhone 75. I guess I'm not as
not
up
yet.
To speed.
That's next year.
I guess I'm not as aware as everybody should be about these matters. That's fair enough, David. Thanks so much for the update. 829 on News Radio 92.3. What else do we have going on? Oh, this is just kind of I don't know how I feel about this, but I have my concerns, okay? That's kind of where this story goes. In Ocean City, New Jersey, they've been using an AI program to identify guns. Like, they have cameras set up, and the whole premise here is they teach a computer to recognize what a gun looks like when you're carrying it, and then the computer can basically tell the cops, hey, that dude's got a gun, go there. It's kind of like Spot Shotter, except for, you know, gun finder, so to speak, like before they get fired. And so it recognizes the shape, and it goes to some actual humans who interpret whether that really is a gun if somebody's carrying it around, and then they can dispatch the police. They say it takes about 30 seconds from AI detection to the dispatch of law enforcement because they've got these, you know, human eyes watching all the time when they when the AI says go watch it. And it, basically, this is their response time to prevent gun violence, right? And they say they've never sent a false alarm to a client. It's a whole different kind of system. So here's the one thing that I'm always concerned about is this is how it starts. And I know we're way down the road, but this is how the, like, surveillance state, the AI is watching you and seeing what you're carrying. This is how that starts.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The House is back from summer break today, and Fox confirms House Speaker Kevin McCarthy will tell other Republicans that beginning an impeachment inquiry into President Biden is the next logical step.
Speaker McCarthy has said it would give Republicans more access to information for their investigations into the Biden family. Republicans are looking into whether then-Vice President Biden profited from his son Hunter's business dealings overseas and whether those deals had any impact on policy decisions. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
In Pennsylvania, escaped convict Danilo Cavalcante is believed to have gotten away with a gun after being shot at 7 times by a homeowner during a break-in.
Cavalcante now has a firearm, a .22 caliber rifle, a hunting-style rifle there, also suspected to have a scope on it as well, and a 10-round magazine.
Fox 29 Philadelphia's Marcus Espinosa. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, it's 8:31, News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now we've got partly cloudy skies, 79 degrees, beautiful morning here in Pensacola today. The Escambia County Sheriff's Office looking for the public's help. They're still trying to solve a homicide that happened over the weekend. 38-year-old Jarvis Johnson was shot at close range near a home on Emerald Avenue. That happened on Saturday.
The first shooting to take place at 10:30 in the morning on a Saturday. Again, I said it earlier, I'll say it again. It just seems as if someone would have saw something. They may not even realize that they saw something.
Sheriff Simmons tells Channel 3 the deputies were closing in on a suspect, but that person got away. If you have any information, contact the sheriff's office or call Crime Stoppers. Fire departments all over the country participated in memorial stair climbs yesterday. It was in honor of the firefighters who died at the World Trade Center on 9/11. That included Navarre Beach Fire Rescue.
A remarkable dedication to service, to the service of others. And, you know, so in some small way, if we can honor that, it's huge. It means a lot to me personally.
I don't care what day of the week it is, we're going to honor those men and women on that day.
Chief Danny Fury tells Channel 3 that they're honoring the memories of Lawrence Virgilio, John Tipping, and Joseph Angelini Jr. Firefighters in full gear climbed 11 floors 10 times to commemorate the World Trade Center's 110 floors. Well, slow down. That's the message we got yesterday from Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson after a couple of fatal crashes over the weekend.
You know, we have 23 million people in the state, and that's not counting tourists. So if you live in Florida, you just have to know the roads are going to be crowded and you have to leave a little early to get to your destination.
And Sheriff Johnson says his deputies are usually first to arrive at the scene of a crash and they see the carnage. His comments come after two fatal accidents last weekend, one on State Road 89, another on I-10. New study shows that Auburn is considered one of the top public universities all across the nation. The review website Niche ranked the school at number 36 overall. Auburn scored at the top 20 for student life, best campus, and best college for agricultural studies. The University of Alabama also made the list at number 49. Ring doorbell camera footage from an apparent homicide at a South Florida Airbnb has now been released. That shooting happened on Sunday, reportedly during a party for a one-year-old child. Polk County deputies say they responded to the home hours before that shooting because of noise and illegally parked cars. The doorbell camera video shows one victim, an Orlando man, being shot outside of that house after speaking with somebody in a car. And the National Hurricane Center now confirming that Margot has reached hurricane status. That's as of yesterday afternoon. As of yesterday's update, Hurricane Margot was located nearly 1,300 miles west of the Cabo Verde Islands, with the winds of about 80 miles an hour. That's now the fifth hurricane in the 2023 Atlantic storm season. It is 8:35 at News Radio 92.3, and let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with Candy.
All right, traffic on the fives brought to you by the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation. They've been at the forefront of inflammatory bowel disease research and care for over 50 years. You can learn more about research, education, and support. Crohn'sColitisFoundation.org. Lots going on this morning, but only one roadblock, and this is Highway 29 and West Michigan Avenue, where Brent and Beverly, but not that part of Michigan. It is near that area, though, where it hits Brent and Beverly, near the CVS, but just on the other side of 29. It is blocked southbound for quite a ways. A few accidents to watch out for, maybe watch emergency crews on scene. Davis and I-10. Now that's been cleared. Olive and Cody, 9 Mile and 29 in Dog Track and Willow. And I'm not showing any other incidents right now. It looks like the front gate of Pensacola NAS a little easier to get into. And if you have traffic tips, text 437-1620 and keep that texting number handy. Frivolous topic on the way. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
We will have scattered showers and thunderstorms throughout the day today. 50% chance of rain overall. High today near 89 degrees. Overnight tonight, dropping near 76. For Wednesday, 50% chance of rain with a high near 92. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 74. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now, we've got 79 in Pensacola, 77 in Gulf Breeze, 75 in Milton. Our next news at 9, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
Jaclyn Harris Preparatory Academy presents The Many Faces of Tina Turner on Friday, September 29th. Sue Strawn will host an evening of electrifying music, fun, and dancing by Dance Connection. Master storyteller Robin Richard will share the story of the most amazing recording artist ever, Tina Turner. This is a fundraiser event for Favor House, so join them for a fun evening. Tickets are $55 and can be purchased at eventbrite.com.
Quick, name two things that hiss. Did you say gas leak? If not, here are some safety tips. Look, listen, smell, and leave. Look for blowing dirt, dead plants, dry spots in moist areas, and bubbling water in creeks or ponds. Listen for a hissing sound near gas appliances or lines. Smell for a rotten egg odor. If you detect any of these signs, leave immediately and call Pensacola Energy at 850-474-5300. Snakes and cats aren't the only things that hiss. Learn more at PensacolaEnergy.com.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Are you looking for the best news and talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, I have a question that's almost like a real thing here, but my question is fairly straightforward. Should we just stop putting turn signals on cars?
Oh, yeah. Why do you ask?
Mean,
yeah,
I'm just, you know, like I'm. First of all, so many people are clearly out of blinker fluid, and they don't know how to replace it. So that's one problem. But no, seriously, I was driving with my son the other day, and you know, he's kind of soft learning how to drive, like not fully learning how to drive, but kind of soft. And he was in the back seat. I wasn't teaching him at that moment, but it's kind of like in my head. And I was in one of those situations where there was a sort of the major road. We were joining the major road, so it's a two-way stop, right? The northbound and southbound is a stop, and the east-west is free-flowing. And I was getting ready to turn right, and there was a car coming at me from the left, a truck. And he had his turn signal on like he was going in where I was coming out. And I know from experience that you cannot trust that, right? And he actually slowed down, and I almost went, and then I didn't. And then he changed his mind and just went right through. So if I'd have gone and he hadn't adapted, I'd be driving a new car, right? And yeah. Hopefully that'd be all.
Hopefully that would be right. The worst of it.
And yeah. So I was, my son hadn't been paying attention. And so I was kind of talking him through, like, here's what just happened. I know you weren't really watching, but here's what just happened. Here's why you need to know what just happened. Because the short takeaway is people lie with their turn signals. And you need to know that the turn signal is not a reliable indicator of anything. People put them on when they don't mean to have them on. People don't put them on when they should have them on. You know, if you believe that they're turning and then you go, it's probably going to be your fault. I don't know for sure, but, you know, it's certainly and rule number one when I'm training a driver is avoid the accident. That's the most important rule. Avoid the accident. Avoid the accident. Avoid the accident, right? I don't care if you're right. Avoid the accident. You know, that's the rule. But then the second and other rules I'm teaching is like, you know, turn signals lie. So my question is, I mean, I'm actually kind of serious about this, but it's going to be our fun topic for the day. 437-1620. Would the world be better if we just didn't have them? Because they're so misleading, because they're so underutilized, because all it does is set you up to get angry at other people for not using them. Don't you? 437-1620. What's the point of having them if so few people are really going to use them consistently?
You know,
and
what?
I'm not saying I'm some saint about using them all the time, but I do believe in communicating to your fellow drivers your intentions. Candy, should turn signals be discontinued?
Well, I don't know. I kind of like it when I'm driving into work and it looks like that truck in front of me is going to make a left, but it turns out he's just driving around the world.
Yeah.
To the left and leaving it on.
That's
so there's
right.
That.
That's right.
We need turn signals for grocery carts. I think in the store too. I can't tell you. I'm so sorry.
I think it is funny when you get into a grocery store or a, you know, a big box store or something like that, and you know, three carts come to an intersection and nobody knows what to do. And you're like, but we manage on the road, though, yeah.
Like, right?
We do this okay in the much bigger much bigger shopping carts. All right, so turn signals. I'm probably being stupid about this, but do you think we ought to just get rid of them?
No, I don't think we should get rid of them.
Okay, 437-1620, 437-1620.
I'm telling you, a horn and a finger does not go as far as you think it does, dude.
You can get a lot farther with a horn and a finger than you can with a horn alone. Isn't that the phrase? Maybe not.
I'll have to ask Chip next time.
It's a gun and a kind word, isn't it, than just a kind word alone. We might as well, maybe not the same exact thing.
This is all awful.
437-1620. We might as well get rid of them. Nobody uses the damn things anyway. I think that's a common sentence. If you're driving correctly and safely, it doesn't matter if other people use their signals. Well, that's the argument for getting rid of them then. Because it doesn't matter, right? Also, be honest. Have you ever done this? You're in congested traffic and you're trying to move over to get to a turn or just get out of the way or whatever. And you figure, I'm going to do the right thing. I'm going to use my turn signal. And then they like speed up to close the gap. You know? Now, let's say 8 times out of 10... because we're nice people in Florida, people will make space for you. But the other 20%, it'll drive you crazy, won't it? 437.
Yes.
You feel like I would have been better off not telling you what I was getting ready to do. So many people are obviously out of blinker fluid and also brain fluid. That's
wow.
Funny. Use a turn signal, just tips off other drivers that you want to make a move, allowing them to cut you off. Exactly. To cut you off preemptively. That's the thing. You know, don't tell your enemies on the road what you're doing. You know, keep them confused, right? 437-1620. In Mississippi, they use their signals to tell you that the person in front of them is turning. So stupid.
It seems like that sometimes, you know?
I will say that's a good note, though, is one of the other rules I always teach my kids is you drive two or three cars down the road. You don't drive based on what the car in front of you is doing, which is why tinted windows are such a problem, because you want to be able to drive through the windshields, right, to see what's happening. Anyway, that's a side note. Somebody says, I almost always use my blinker. It's how I was taught. Oh, did they teach you to almost always use? I'm kidding.
Oh, God. I almost called you Darren because I was mad.
I'm just
Darren
kidding.
Andrew Brent.
Yes, they are necessary. 437-1620 is the text number. Yes, they are necessary. Half the time when they're used properly, they help. Unfortunately, they're not used properly. And that's kind of the point, is like, at a certain point when everybody, when enough, I think I spelled enough with an A there, when enough people are misbehaving, you have to adjust the rule for the actual behavior, right? Kind of like you raise the speed limit and everybody's speeding, because there's no point in having a 40 when people are going 65. Yeah, I'm talking about you, Three Mile Bridge, even though it's 45. Replace them with automatic spacers that keep vehicles 3 car lengths apart. Can you tell I've been rear-ended and learned from it? Oh, well, I suppose that's true. The self-driving car is going to solve all this for us. You know, where the self-driving cars, let's talk to the other self-driving cars and tell them what's going on. And that's how the whole thing with the traffic light, you know, with you have the white light, because it's a vicinity where there's so much AI going on that you just follow the car in front of you, because we're all trusting the stream of cars to get it right. That's coming, by the way. 845 on News Radio 92.3. The signal tells them what I'm doing. I'm not asking for permission. The signal's not a request. It's not a question mark. It's an exclamation mark. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Wow. And maybe this is why, you know. Highway 98 in College Parkway is showing an accident, but it looks like it's been moved off to the side. Doesn't look like it's blocking anything. The only block, and I mentioned this earlier, is 29 in Michigan, but not where Beverly and Brent turn into Michigan, obviously. It's West Michigan, and it's just north of that intersection, actually, at Brent and Beverly, near where the CVS and the Walgreens is, kind of right there, but just above that. So it is blocked going southbound, again, just north of that intersection. 9 Mile Road, and it looks like 29 showing an accident, but that has been moved off to the side. Cerny, Wickford, and Avondale Road showing an accident, but again, no roadblock this morning. Dog Track north of Willow Lake Drive in Pensacola, also showing an accident. No word whether blinkers are involved or not. And that's all we have right now. That's all. If you have traffic tips, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hey, if you have a company, you have employees, you have benefits, you have payroll, you have HR, you have helping people have their insurance, dental, vision, life, health, disability, all of that stuff, Torgerson Causey can help. Now, if you're thrilled with what you're doing right now and your employees are equally thrilled, well, hallelujah, take the win, okay? But if any part of that's not quite true, or you just wonder maybe could you do it better, call Torgerson Causey for no obligation. Have them come take a look at what you're doing and see what they recommend. I know we did this about 6 years ago, I think, at Cat Country and News Radio. They came in and they gave us, you know, they looked around and they found some things they could do better. They gave us options we didn't have before. They gave us customer service that we definitely didn't have before. And it's been better ever since. They've been fantastic. So I know from experience that they make a business like ours work better from both the employer and the employee perspective. More than 20 years helping companies like yours do better with benefits. 850-433-9996 for Torgerson Causey, or check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com. A couple of more texts came in on this question of, should we maybe just eliminate turn signals altogether since people use them so improperly or infrequently? Somebody says, yes, I think so. As a guy who rode my bike to work for 6 months, I do think turn signals are still important. However, it never used to be a pet peeve until it was. Somebody says, we need a programmable sign to express our concerns for other drivers. Oh, I've long said that. If you could, like, put up a message to other drivers, of course, there's a good side and a bad side. There's the, you know, hey, man, there's a wreck ahead. Or, hey, man, you know, your muffler's falling off. But there's also the other kind of hey, man messages that would be, you know, problematic, right?
That's right. You people honk your horn, you're going to feel my scorn.
I don't think they'd even bother rhyming. Yeah, the occasional driving haiku.
I put some thought into this. Yeah. 7x7.
But let's see. Somebody here says, just depends on how big your truck is, whether you use turn signals. Can you narrow? Let's see. Amazon had a special on blinker fluid today. Oh, yeah, but they're sold out, obviously. That's why people don't use them.
Right.
Somebody here says, how often do you see a cop use turn signals? Ooh. Well, I mean, to be fair, it's hard to tell when they have a turn signal on because all those other lights they've got on, you know?
Yeah.
Just kidding. Let's see. Somebody says, where is this? I saw this on TikTok. I'm just going to go with it. Thought for the day, because I just thought it while I'm sitting in my car. You're at a stoplight. There's a school bus next to you in their lane, and you're next to it in your lane. In your car, you can reach over and get something. What? I don't know what that means. I'm sorry. I tried to read a text on the air, but it was long. I'm sorry. Kim's normally a good sender of texts. 437-1620. So I think of the money you would save on the car design. You don't have to have blinkers, you know. You don't have to engineer them. You don't have to run the risk that you get the Pinto effect. I mean, there's all kinds of things, right, that could be beneficial from not having the blinkers.
She's saying a school bus is much wider than a car.
Oh, okay.
And that's true. You could just reach over and grab something on the other side of your seat.
Oh, a school bus is like two of that, right?
Right, exactly. Even though it takes up the same lane. So, right. Yeah, that's a great point.
849 News Radio 92.3. That's our frivolous topic for the day. I'm Andrew McKay.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. At Anderson, we know Subarus are built better, and we're not the only ones who think so. Subarus earn more IIHS Top Safety Pick Plus awards than Honda, Toyota, or Hyundai brands since 2013 as of July 2023. When it comes to safety, Subarus are better. And when it comes to longevity, well, Subaru wins there too. According to a study by Experian Automotive, Subaru leads the industry in longevity with 96% of vehicles sold in the last 10 years still on the road today. More than Honda or Toyota brands. Hands down, Subaru has the longest lasting vehicles in the automotive industry, all of which makes it easy to love a Subaru from Anderson Subaru. Visit us on Highway 29 just north of Car City, Pensacola, or shop us online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Based on Experian Automotive non-luxury vehicles in operation excluding trucks and vans versus total new registrations for model years 2013 through 2022 as of December 2022.
In the world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand these complications and have your back. Join us tomorrow, 10 o'clock on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10 on News Radio 1620 92.3 FM.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
This message is sponsored by the Florida A&M University Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Mary on Demand is live. Start your marijuana education journey today and learn more with Mary on Demand. Take the self-guided education series at your own pace. You'll decide what you'd like to learn and when. Visit mary.famu.edu to learn more. That's mmeri.famu.edu. Mary, educate, learn, talk.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10, before WEAR-TV News, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Why so serious?
Is concerning the contract award for diesel and gasoline fuel delivery for Escambia County.
Wes, yes, I don't know who's going to answer this. Maybe Jamie or maybe you. I don't know. At some point, was there any contamination of bad gas that was going into our vehicles, or was that just kind of
We had a thought that might be a problem. We've been doing quite a bit of testing, quite a bit of cleaning of the tanks. Adding additives as recommended by manufacturers.
Yeah, this is a conversation they're having in the county commission meeting during the agenda review session about bad gas, not the kind you have on Wednesday after Taco Tuesday, but the kind when somebody gets a contaminant or air or the diesel in the unleaded or the unleaded in the diesel or whatever. And Lumen May there is asking West Moreno because apparently there's been some problems with the Escambia County vehicles recently.
Did any of the vehicles go down because of gas?
We did have some vehicles go down.
We've not yet determined the cause.
Not definitively. We have sent extra staff to Mass Transit to assist their staff in getting buses back on the road. The same with some ambulances.
Well, we getting that gas.
Wait, COVID. What? We have buses that got disabled by, they thought, bad gas. Ambulances that got disabled from bad gas. Holy smokes, man.
Well, we getting that gas from Cougar? The gas that's assumed to be contaminated?
Yeah, we're getting it from Cougar, but they have different racks that they pull from in different locations. And so
have they even accepted any responsibility, or they've claimed that it's not their gas?
No, they've not.
Jamie, what did our test reveal? I mean, because I've spoken to one or two of the mechanics who certainly believe that it was the gas.
We've had three independent tests. So far, no one's come back conclusive that it was the fuel.
So have we found out what's the problem in the vehicles? I mean, it's kind of science?
Not necessarily. The only thing I know for sure is the government lowered the cetane rating on the diesel fuel, and it's naturally going to affect our older vehicles.
So we have multiple significant vehicles, ambulances and buses, that have gone disabled, and we're not sure why, and we don't seem to think that it's related to the gas. Maybe it's related to changing standards for the fuel. That's Jamie Higdon, the Director of Public Works. I think that's his title. Anyway, so Lumen May, Commissioner May, is asking, well, how much are we talking about here? What kind of money are we talking about?
So in those vehicles, were they warrantied on the insurance to pay for it, or did we come out of pocket having to fix them?
A lot of them, they're warrantied. A lot of them, we're still in discussions to get them warrantied.
Do you know how much damage was caused, assuming by the gas?
We had about 90,000 in injectors for EMS and probably ECAT in the 30,000-35,000 range.
Holy cow, $125,000 in replacing fuel injectors in EMS and ECAT vehicles? Wow. And they're really just not sure. The thing is, the older Cummins vehicles, but they're really just not sure. I'll get more on this in just a second. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
It looks like all of the accidents have cleared up for the most part. We've been, you still may see emergency crews on scene, but the one that we were watching, the roadblock 29 in West Michigan near Brent, looks like it's completely cleared up now. Not showing any other problems, really. 9 Mile and 29 had an accident. Olive and Cody, there was an accident there. Watch for emergency crews still on scene, maybe at some of these places. Davis and I-10. Looks like everything is cleared up, though. If you have a traffic tip, 437-1620, keep that number handy because Pep Talk comes up next. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
There you go. Yeah. That's exactly right. Back to this conversation about what might have been bad gas for the vehicles in Escambia County, and they're not quite sure. And, you know, the question from Commissioner Barrett.
Did anybody else have any issues? Like, I mean, the city or sheriff's department or anything? Do we know?
Not that I'm aware of. Public Works hasn't had as much of an issue.
Anything.
So if it is bad gas, is anybody else suffering from it? Answer seems to be no.
I've spoke with them at Santa Rosa County. They are having some issues with their Cummins vehicles as well. And the fact that the injectors and the first stage pumps are on national back order with no timeline, that tells me everybody in the country is having the same trouble.
Wow. So Santa Rosa's having the same issue with some of their vehicles of the right type, and the part that they've been trying to order is suddenly unavailable because of increased demand, which would seem to indicate some kind of a broader issue, maybe a nationwide issue, if they're, you know, not able to find the part for the very expensive fuel injector replacements that they're having to do. Commissioner Bender, who is, you know, it's kind of weird. I just noticed this, that Commissioner Bender always seems to be like he's already been working on it. You know, whatever the problem is, he's already been looking into it, working on it, trying to understand it. And so this is September, right? This is just Thursday's meeting. So this is the 7th. And he says,
Jamie, we've been talking about it since, what, mid-July, I think is when
2 months.
A number of people were down. I think a couple of ECAT buses were down. And you know, it's a, what, is it 6 fuel injectors per ambulance that we have to replace at a couple $1,000s? And, you know, so, yeah, it does sound like it's not necessarily a fuel issue because it's not having impact in other engines. They are different fuel sites, so it's not necessarily water getting into a tank or something like that because you got ECAT and you got public safety.
So stay tuned. I'll ask Wes Moreno about this on Thursday and kind of try to get a status update or whatever. But, man, very concerning. Obviously, when you don't know what's causing it, you know what else might be affected from it. You know, we always talk about Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, and I say that phrase and her team, but I don't really tell you about her team. I always tell you about her because she's amazing. Well, it makes sense that she has surrounded herself with people who are kind of like-minded and, I like to say, like-hearted because they have her same attitude towards helping everybody, treating them like your neighbor, and, you know, helping them the best you possibly can. This is a review written by Nicole at the Leavenworth Realty site. It says, the best experience buying my first home. I'd use Caitlin again any day and recommend her to everyone. I was hesitant about buying, but this was the most stress-free process. She helped work out all the details. She knew I was set on a particular house, helped me go for it, checking in along the way to make sure I was okay. The biggest thing for me was when my dad flew in from Texas. She helped him surprise me after not seeing him for almost 2 years. She treated us like friends and family, not like a client. Man, that's just great. So, obviously, a great team at Leavenworth Realty. So when I say Christina Leavenworth and her team, that's what I'm getting at. 723-9158. All right, a quick few.